The police have been showing up with overwhelming force for peaceful protesters, mainly using not so much fear tactics, but just using overwhelming numbers to try and keep us in their sense of calm when we are doing nothing but being peaceful anyways.
Tampa was given $50 million to pay for the extra law enforcement and other security items like surveillance cameras and so-called less than lethal weapons. They haven't had to use things like rubber bullets or pepper spray yet, but one protester was arrested for wearing a bandana. Spears said some activists like to wear them so they can't be recognized in photographs.
A lot of us believe we have the right to remain an anonymous citizen, but in the event zone, we do not have that right. The only time we're allowed to wear our bandanas is on the permitted parade routes, and several of us were wearing bandanas that went when he got arrested. But he just so happened to be off on the side of the crowd a little bit, and he got picked off.
Police haven't been patrolling the Occupy Tampa encampment as much as people there expected. That's likely because Voice of Freedom Park is outside the city's established secured area called the Event Zone. But Spears said a similar camp inside the zone hasn't been so lucky.
I really wish that they would leave Romneyville alone, but they have patrols that constantly go by Romneyville, squads of bike cops, squads of foot cops, their little golf carts. They keep driving by Romneyville just trying to either keep an eye on it or just to keep the people there in check.